So I apologize that last week we did not have this list. Of learning in slot. Let's try to go, and hopefully things can be pretty clear. Torah tells beginning of Parsha B'Shalach that when Klal Yisrael is leaving Mitzrayim, Vayikach Moshe Asmas Yosef Imo Ki Ashbei Hishbias Bnei Yisrael Lemon. That when Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, so Moshe comes and Moshe takes the bones of Yosef and he carries those bones up to on his way out of Mitzrayim. There are a variety of questions that are asked by the Mefarshim here. I'll mention a couple of them right now. Then we'll try to develop, I guess, three or so approaches as to the function of this. Number one, why in general was it important that Klal Yisrael took the bones of Yosef out, the Atmos Yosef? Why exactly was that so significant? Number two, which is maybe a little bit of a more troubling, a more interesting question, why mention it Dafka now? Is there significance to its location specifically here in this context that, no, right now as they're leaving, this is one of the things that they took? Maybe it's worthwhile to consider also, as many of the Mefarshim struggle with, why is Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu the one who's taking them out? The Shavua was presumably a Shavua to all of Klal Yisrael, so why is specifically Moshe the one who is taking it out? We're going to try to develop three ideas in general to this Pasuk. What does it mean? Why was it Klal Yisrael took out the bones of Moshe Rabbeinu? We'll develop one which is from the world of Pshat, what seems to emerge from Chumash itself, as well as from Rashi and Mefarshim. We'll quote a second insight from the Kliyakar and a third from the Lavitch Rebbe. I think all of them are very, very important. The first Mahalach is what emerges from Pshat. All the Chumash is telling us is that there was an obligation, there was a Chi of Shvua, that Yosef was Mechayiv Klal Yisrael. Rashi points out that the Lashon itself is a little bit odd, Hashbeya Hishbiya, that the double Lashon, so Rashi interprets it to mean that Yosef asked, he was Mechayiv the brothers, and then he was Mechayiv the brothers to be Mashbia, to make their kids also be bound by the same kind of oath. The reason why they took it out was because there was a certain kind of Shvua. They were obligated to take out the bones of Yosef. There's a very beautiful Maharal, the Tshuva of the Rugged Shavar, also Tafas Paneach, about why being Mechayiv the Achim would not have sufficed. There was a need for that double Shvua, but that's not for now. If the reason they were taken out was specifically because of the Shvua, so why is Moshe Rabbeinu the one who's doing it? Why isn't it other people who are other members of Klal Yisrael who are also responsible? So here we have two different pshatim. The Sfarno says because Moshe is the Nasi Hador. Moshe is the leader, the representative of this nation, and therefore it is most logical that Moshe be the person who's going to take them out. Moshe is the representative of Klal Yisrael. He's the Nasi, and therefore any requirement incumbent upon all of Klal Yisrael is a requirement which he would have. Many of us are familiar with the Medrash. Rashi quotes this in Paris and Mishlei, a very well-known Medrash, that really Klal Yisrael should have been doing it. But Klal Yisrael was a bit too busy going and trying to make their own money, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was machshev. They were all taking stuff from the Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that understood what's really important, and Moshe Rabbeinu came along, and Moshe was the one who was responsible for Yosef. Be that as it may, the first general approach, the Chumash describing that Klal Yisrael had a certain obligation, that they met that obligation, and Moshe was the one who was responsible for it. There are two other interpretations as to why it was that Dafka took out the bones of Yosef and why it's mentioned specifically here. The Kliyakar himself offers the following suggestions. Says the Kliyakar, well, there is a Medrash. The Medrash tells us that Klal Yisrael, throughout their time in Mitzrayim, throughout their time in the Midbar, had two Arons with them. They had the Aron that we are familiar with the Luchos in it, v'chulei, and they had the Aron of Yosef. Ask the Medrash, why would we have two different, what's the significance of these two Arons next to each other? Says the Medrash, because the Aron of Yosef represents Kiyem Zeh, Yosef fulfilled, Masha Kasuv Bazeh. That Yosef was one who fulfilled all that was written in the actual Aron. Suggest the Kliyakar, I'm going to drop a little bit of a nuance here, but suggest the Kliyakar, the previous Pasuk told us, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eret Mitzrayim, that b'nei Yisrael left Mitzrayim and they were armed when they left Mitzrayim. What does it mean that they were armed when they left Mitzrayim? Suggest the Kliyakar does not refer to physical weapons and the like, it means they were spiritually armed when they left Mitzrayim. How were they spiritually armed? Because they had Atmos Yosef. They didn't yet have the Aron. Kabbal Satorah was only in the next week parsha of Yisro. But the way it goes is, V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eret Mitzrayim. Vayikach Moshe Atmos Yosef. Because Moshe took the Atmos Yosef, that's why b'nei Yisrael left. They were spiritually armed and ready for what was going to come their way. The Kliyakar also suggests, maybe it's a little bit different than that, that Moshe wanted Atmos Yosef. He saw what was happening, also in the previous Pasuk. He saw that Pasuk Yichas there. Vayasev Elokim Esa'am Derech HaMidbar Yam Suf. He saw Bnei Israel surrounding Yam Suf. And Moshe was planning a little bit. He was a little bit nervous. Are we going to get stuck in Yam Suf? Are we going to need some extra merit to have a Kriyas Yam Suf? And what did Moshe Cheshbon out? If I have the Atmos Yosef, the Atmos Yosef will be able to serve as a means of Zchus for Klal Yisrael. They will ensure that if I'm really stuck, I need to create Yam Suf, Atmos Yosef is going to get the job done. First shot, why in general, what's going on with Atmos Yosef? It's an obligation that Klal Yisrael has, an obligation that was fulfilled by Moshe Rabbeinu. The second, according to the Kli Yakar, it was effective planning for what was going to be going on in Mitzrayim. The Kli Yakar suggests that we wanted to be sure we would be spiritually armed in the Midbar. It's a dangerous place. We wanted to be sure that if we needed this chus of a Moshe Rabbeinu, we would have this chus of a Moshe Rabbeinu, dafka, by having something there that would allow us, bischus that, to separate Yam Suf. There is a third, the Baba Cherebi has a beautiful, beautiful insight. Who's Yosef, and why would we dafka want the Atmos Yosef? Yosef is the person of all of our, in Sefer Bereishis, is the person most associated in a certain sense with living in a place in which there were enormous struggles and enormous nisyonos and emerging successful. Yosef is alone in Mitzrayim. He's in a Beis HaSoar for several years. He is living in the house of Potiphar. Yosef's a person that lives in a place that is purely secular, and Yosef maintains his standards. He lives in a place which is not that simple at all, and Yosef is the model for how a person withstands certain kinds of struggles. The previous pasuk before Moshe takes Atmos Yosef is Vayasev Elokim Esa'am Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf. Moshe Rabbeinu sees, you know what? We're walking around a little bit, and Moshe says there's a good chance we're going to be in this Midbar for a while. There's a chance that when we're in this Midbar, things are going to be a little bit challenging. And when we're in the Midbar, as we know happened, Klal Yisrael is there for 40 years. We see it later on in this week's Parsha and Parsha B'Shat. There are a lot of nisyonos for Klal Yisrael. There are a lot of struggles for Klal Yisrael. Atmos Yosef represent Klal Yisrael's capacity to withstand struggles. Atmos Yosef, that Aron, Ki Yem Zeh, in a certain place in the Medmash, Masha Kasuv Bazeh, when you see Atmos Yosef, they serve as the reminder for us. They offer us, in a certain sense, chizuk. That, I hope I'm saying exactly the way the Rebbe said it, but they're offering us chizuk, that wherever you are, you could be in the Midbar, you could be whatever it is, Atmos Yosef did it, and so do we. We are his descendants. We also are able to withstand whatever it happens to be that comes our way. What we spoke about, maybe I'll add one additional point, but there's an interesting, again, we're told that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with Atmos Yosef. We're trying to figure out why is that so significant. Number one is a very powerful idea. Hishbeya Hishbeya. There was a Shvua there, and Klal Yisrael, generation after generation after generation, even though, as Rashi points out, they couldn't take Yosef out the same way they took Yaakov out. They couldn't bury him right away. There's something powerful about remembering that Shvua, that when they left, they remembered to take Yosef with them. And that is something which especially Moshe, the Nasi Hador, the one who represents Klal Yisrael, was on top of. And according to the Medrash, he was aware of, despite the fact that it may have come with a financial sacrifice. That's a very, very powerful, very, very powerful insight. The second insight of the Kli Yakar, that there's something called being physically armed, ready, having weapons, v'chule. There's something else very powerful about recognizing the importance of spiritual power. I think we referenced in this slot in the past, Rav Pinkus has this episode in general, that often spiritual power even comes with physical power. It's not coincidental that Yaakov is so strong and able to lift off rocks from the well. Sometimes spiritual strength leads to physical strength, but here was the spiritual v'chamushim. It's not physical strength. It's not physical weapons. It's the tzchus of Yosef. And this last day of the Baba Cherebi, there's something powerful about knowing Atmos Yosef are with you. You want to know that even though it's hard, you can still do well. Look at Yosef, who was able to be in Mitzrayim, away from his father for 22 years, and continue to maintain certain standards. A very, very powerful idea as far as offering us a degree of chizuk. Sometimes when you learn Sefer Shmos, you feel like you moved on from the figures of Bereishis. If you're like, you know, it's like when it's done, it's done. One of the beautiful things about Chumash, about Klal Yisrael, is remembering that it's the chizuk of Yosef that continues to offer us a lot. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, that they wanted that whenever they thought they were going to have a hard time, they could look at Atmos Yosef, they could look at the Aron of Yosef, and derive tremendous chizuk. Shkoyakas, have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.